time for high school basketball right here on PortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Port Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast in the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Hey, we are here at the barn in New Knoxville, Ohio, for tonight's Port Recovery versus New Knoxville Ranger game. I'm here with Harold Feely and my super sidekick, Mr. Dave Kapp. How's it going, Davey?
Good to be here with you, Fee, tonight. We got a MAC action here back in the MAC.
Yes, sir.
Boys
buddy.
Are coming in here 3-0. We're we're going to be ready to play.
Absolutely. You never want to overlook anybody.
You come into this place, you never know what's going to happen.
Knoxville's 0-2 in the league and 3-6 overall. So hopefully we come out here and play hard and get a lot of people some playing time and get us a W.
I agree with that. We had go over the JV game real quick with you here.
Yeah.
The junior varsity squad, when we got here, had a pretty good lead, and they ended up winning tonight's game. Matt wrote down 41 to 11. The Fort Recovery Indians junior varsity takes care of the Rangers here tonight, and we're about 9 minutes away from tip off here in the varsity game.
Yes, sir.
And barn's starting to fill up a little bit. People are starting to cruise in here, and we're sitting on the very end of the
yeah,
gym,
we're up top
in the mezzanine.
Never
yeah.
been up here before.
No,
in the mezzanine.
Me neither. It's pretty cool sitting up here.
I'd like to have been up here quite a few games when I was packed down there in that corner.
Oh, yeah. That's
when I couldn't breathe, and it was about 190 in there.
That's been a few years ago.
It's been a few years.
A few years ago, but we saw some great games.
We did see some great games.
A lot of fun. Well, I tell you what, we'll want to hit a couple commercials here. Spencer,
take a break here, Spencer.
We'll take a break.
And then we'll hear from the coach.
And we'll hear from the coach. Very, very good.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their great deals through January 14th. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are still just $5.99 a pound, and you can get their chuck roast for $4.99 a pound. Cube steak is only $3.99 a pound, and their store-made bulk sausage is $2.99 a pound. For a quick meal, you can get their store-made roast beef for $6.99 a pound, barbecue pork for $5.99 a pound, and their cream chicken is just $4.99 a pound. And they have meal specials every weekday in their deli, hot and ready to go. Be sure to call ahead for one of their party trays for the Buckeyes National Championship game on Monday. Meat and cheese, subs, and more. And here's a special announcement. For the month of January, Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night and will be closed all day on Sundays. Also, their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Get everything you need at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show talking to Coach Jim Melton. We're in the barn playing the New Knoxville Rangers tonight. So what are our challenges? What are our solutions for coming out with a victory here in the tough, always tough barn?
Yeah, you know, they do a lot of half-court trapping, 1-2-2, 3-2. You're going to see a lot of the exotic trapping defenses. They've got a new head coach. You've got, you know, some nice players in Pat Covert and Carson Beerline. You know, they've got a nice, you know, Sammy Amsbach, pretty good, too. It's going to be a challenge. Anytime, you know, you're on the road in the MAC, it's going to be a challenge.
Yep. That's definitely true. So are you thinking that there's any kind of defense or anything we're going to have to try to do against them, or just kind of wait and see how it all has to work out to make things come out in our favor?
Well, we kind of like a little bit of more of an up-tempo than what, you know, our Fort Recovery fans are used to seeing. You know, we think that favors us tonight. But, you know, we've worked on our press attack and our half-court offenses versus trapping defenses, which kind of hurt us in our last time out. So, you know, hopefully we've got some of those things rectified and we're ready to, you know, get back after it.
All righty. We've been here on the Wayne Street Market with Coach Jim Milton, and we'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity snow throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful, they carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. There's no better time to buy. With prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available, you'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity snow throwers, now on sale, K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yeah, we're back here in New Knoxville. Welcome back. I'm Dave Kapp along with Harold Feely, getting ready for tonight's ball game. 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
40 seconds? We are getting it. You didn't get the starters yet.
Well, I'm getting them here. I'm getting them here from Bubba here on
Bobby
New Knoxville.
Bobby kind of sent them up to us here. Let's take a look here.
Looks to me like Max Henson is a 6'1 junior. He's going to be starting. And Patrick Covert, 6' senior. Looking for this other
Demess?
Is it Dwenger? I think it's Dwenger he's got on here. It's kind of hard to see that anywhere. Oh, maybe this one. Ryland Durness. There we go. Ryland Durness.
There he is. Yeah.
And then Berline is the kid you said last year you thought had a pretty good game.
I think he had a pretty good game against us last year. Yes.
So Carson Berline is a 6'4 junior, and Sammy Allspaugh is a 6'4 senior. So they've got some size, you know.
Yeah, a couple 6'4 kids and a 6'3 kid.
Our last game there at Lincoln View, we oversized them, but we ended up coming up short in that ball game there at the tail end, Harold. And I think tonight it'll be kind of different to size up equal with them, and we'll see once what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure Coach Melton's dying to get back on the court after that last 4 minutes we had at Lincoln View. It wasn't very good. We played a great game, probably as good as we could play the first three quarters and a half. And about 4 minutes just cost us that game. But
unbelievable ending to that game, you know.
And I know he talked about it and with Neil there on the conversation there before the game that they got some things figured out, and hopefully they'll be able to handle any presses now from now on. And they got their own press tonight, and he sounded like he wanted to get up and down here a little bit.
That?
So that
how
sounds like
that?
Fun. That
We're
sounds like
good.
Fun.
I say go for it. Let's see what we can do. That's a different style of play, like you said. We're
absolutely
not used to that. We're going down. We're setting things up. Tonight we're just going to see what we can do and run and gun. That sounds fun.
I think it'll be a great time.
That sounds fun.
All right, let's take us a little break here, Neil, and we'll be right back.
Yep, we got about the national anthem. So.
Minute 40 when we got the national anthem coming. So we'll be back in just a second.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their great deals through January 14th. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are still just $5.99 a pound, and you can get their chuck roast for $4.99 a pound. Cube steak is only $3.99 a pound, and their store-made bulk sausage is $2.99 a pound. For a quick meal, you can get their store-made roast beef for $6.99 a pound, barbecue pork for $5.99 a pound, and their cream chicken is just $4.99 a pound. And they have meal specials every weekday in their deli, hot and ready to go. Be sure to call ahead for one of their party trays for the Buckeyes National Championship game on Monday. Meat and cheese, subs, and more. And here's a special announcement. For the month of January, Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night and will be closed all day on Sundays. Also, their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Get everything you need at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley-Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out, so be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event.
Wow.
We're back right here at the barn here in New Knoxville, Ohio. They're announcing the starters right now. I don't know if we gave them to you, but four recovery starters. Cappy, you got them?
I got them right here. It looks like we're going to have some seniors starting tonight. Regan Martin's going to start at guard here for us this evening. Derek Jeedy, also a 6'2 point guard, is going to be starting for us tonight. Also, we're going to have Owen Judy, a junior coming in. He had a nice game against Lincoln Deal.
Really good game.
And sophomore, Cale Rammel, 6'5 guard. And in the middle, we got the Brian Benn boy in there. And you know what? I saw in the paper he's averaging 6.6 rebounds a game, and I have a hard time thinking that's what he's averaging.
I'd say he gets just about 3/4 of the rebounds, so whatever it is a game.
I read that a stat, and I'm like, no, wait a minute.
I think he's got a few more than that.
I can't be right, but
we are just about ready for the 10-cupboard tip-off.
The 10-cupboard tip-off coming
ready
your way
to go,
here
buddy.
In a minute.
Looks like Cale Rammel's going to jump it up for the Indians.
Young coach out there, varsity coach.
Yeah, new coach.
For the is Cole Fishbach?
Fishbach, yeah.
Fishbach?
Fishbach, new. This is his first year.
Yeah, yeah. Young-looking kid. Good for him.
Looks like Carson Beerlein jumped for them, and Cale gets the tip. Here comes the Indians. Looks like a man-to-man, or Knoxville.
A unique Regan. View down here, you know?
Oh, it is a neat view. Owen Judy spots up from three. He's got it.
How about that?
Nice little start to the game. 3-0 lead, Indians. Patrick Covert will bring it up. Passes it over to Ryland Durness. Indians are in there man-to-man. Covert drove to the lane. Got it blocked.
I think Derek blocked it, got a piece of it, threw it out there, and then we just didn't have anybody there in the right spot.
Nobody in the right spot. It's like Beer line on the corner. Back out to Dearness. Patrick Govert spots up. He's got a three. We're tied up at the seven-minute mark in the first quarter. Regan Martin down in the corner on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Owen. Owen over to Derek Judy. Top of the key. Back over to Owen. Cale Rammel on the wing. He's got it. Kicks it out to Benny up top. Regan Martin. Trying to get somebody open here. Benny inside. Looking up. Kicks it out. Derek Judy from the corner. No good. Good look, though. Good ball movement.
Yep, absolutely. Rebound by Patrick Covert.
Covert bringing it up. Quick shot off by Sammy Asvall. A lot of iron, no basket. Oh, and Judy drives the lane. He misses it. Rebound comes down to the Rangers. Beerline brings it up. Kicks it over to Asvall. Looks like the Rangers aren't afraid to shoot
it
up. Max Henson from deep in the corner. Cranks one up. Misses it. Back down. Owen Judy, nothing but net in the corner. Nice shot. 6-3 Indians.
He likes that little spot in the floor, doesn't he? That's
boy,
exactly
he does.
Where the first one went.
Yep, he's back-to-back. He's 2-for-2 from there. Let's keep him there. Here comes the Rangers. Rangers kicking it out. Dearness over to Patrick Grover. Grover back to Sammy Asvall. Asvall across. Ryland Durson shoots it out of bounds. We got our first sub of the night. Ryan Osborne comes in for the Rangers.
Looks like that ball was tipped out by Derek Judy down there.
Yeah, I think Derek got a piece of it. Inbounds to Henson. Henson gives it over to Patrick Covert. Coach talked about Covert and Beerlein being probably their two best players.
Yeah.
Probably have the ball in their hands quite a bit. Indians get a steal here. Coming up strong. Owen Judy. Across to Derek. Coach calls out a play. Derek's going to run it. Derek's waiting on things to happen here. Dribbling around. Goes up top. Kind of forced one into Benny there. He wasn't open.
Shot one in there to Benny, and then Benny...
And then Benny
overcompensated and foul.
Yep. Jumped over Covert's back, and he's got his first foul of the night. Indians lead it 6-3, 4:57 mark, first quarter. Here at the barn.
And the Wangler Hardware, first quarter.
Wangler Hardware, first quarter.
I know it, because Spencer was going to hit that same leg.
Spencer's
in I felt him coming on.
In the corner, Osball misses it. Rebound comes back down to Beerlein. Beerlein back up, and he's got it. 6-5 score. Indians lead it. Derek Judy brings the ball up for the Indians. Kicks it over to Cale Rammel. Down on the wing. Regan Martin up to the big fella. Benny up top. Owen Judy on the wing. Back out to Cale Rammel from the top. No good. Rebound, Owen Judy. Well done.
Foul.
Tip back in. I'm not sure who they're giving that
Benny,
to.
The big boy.
I think Benny might have got that one,
I
too.
I think the big boy. I'm going to give it to him.
We're going to give it to Benny. Indians lead it 8-5.
They gave it to Owen Judy.
They did give it to Owen Judy.
Yeah, they gave it to Owen Judy.
All right.
Are you kidding
Owen's
me?
Got a quick 8. Beer line. Top of the key. Over to Henschen. Henschen has it. Indians still on a man-to-man. Henschen shoots one from the top. No good. Rebound down to Derek Judy. Gets up quick. Owen Judy from his spot, but he missed that one.
Missed that one, yeah.
Yep.
I think Benny was over the back there.
Might have been another foul on Benny, huh?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yep, Benny's got two quick ones, and he's going to head to the pine to take a break.
Dylan Evers coming in to replace Benny on that foul. I think
he
just got a little over-aggressive there.
Yeah, trying to get it back up in there, but a lot of body. Here comes the Rangers. Ryland Dersness bringing it up. Kicks it over to Covert. Covert driving the right side. No good. Kind of lost a hand.
Oh, it's a travel.
Could have been. Could have been. Bear line. Dribble out around the three-point line. Drives. Shot up. Tough shot. Got nothing but air. Out of bounds. She goes to the Indians. Dylan Evers inbounds to Derek Judy. Coach Melton calling out a play. Here comes Derek. Still hasn't crossed the timeline yet. Now he has. Walking it up. He kicks it to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel over to Regan Martin. Back to Cale. Back to Regan.
They're in the zone corner, though. Yeah, they got that zone going now. Yeah. Kind of a trapping zone, and I think he traveled. Yeah, he did.
He did walk. Indians will give it back up on the turnover.
Turnover by Owen Judy over there. I think he just kind of left his feet and wanted to pass it back down.
I think he wanted to pass it out. Foot slid a little bit. Here comes Patrick Covert, leading the Ranger offense to Berline. Cale Rammel, D'ing up on Berline. Berline with a big spin move. He got it blocked by Cale Rammel. Good defense.
Having some great D here in the last couple of games.
He has been playing well. Covert, top of the key. Long three is good. Ties this ball game up at 8-8 at the 2-minute mark of the first quarter.
6 points for the Covert boy tonight.
Our
6 foot
Wangler
senior.
Hardware first quarter. Covert with a nice start. Regan has it down on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Cale Rammel. Over to Derek Judy. Back to Cale Rammel. And trying to skip pass.
Turnover and a foul on Owen.
Not a very good pass there. Went all the way across. And Patrick Covert stole it and then got fouled. That foul. Owen Judy's first foul. Third for the team.
Knoxville yet to have a foul on their squad.
Not a one. Here comes Covert. You just never know on any given Friday night what's going to happen. Rangers playing pretty good. Berline drives the lane.
Blocked again.
And blocked it off
Cale
of
Rammel.
It. Nice job.
Blocked
Cale
it right
Rammel.
Back off of him and out of bounds.
That's great defense.
Great defense by Cale Rammel.
That was a nice move by Berline.
Yes, it was.
Carson, or Cale was right with him.
Here comes the Indians. Derek Judy running the show. Bringing it up. He's at the top of the key. Some screens coming up. Owen Judy coming through a couple of screens. Pops a shot. Going to be a little short. Rebound down Berline. Berline over to Patrick Covert. Here comes the Rangers. Across the timeline. Covert drives all the way in for a layup. Here comes Derek Judy. Looked like he wanted to push it, but they...
Yeah, we haven't seen that yet, did we?
No. Move and basket by Cale Rammel. A nice move underneath there. Little reverse layup. Ties the game up at 10. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Wangler Hardware first quarter. Well, it looked like they might be content to take the last shot here, Calvin.
Well, we settled back in our 3-2 zone here.
Yes, we did.
So, we're going to do that. We'll take it.
Both teams are just going to be happy with this, I think. Very quick first quarter.
Yeah.
Patrick Covert's holding it. We're at 30-second mark. You're not going to get a lot of announcing because there ain't nothing going on. Looks it down to the baseline. Covert had a wide open shot at three, which he's knocked a couple of them down.
20 seconds to go. Yeah, yeah, 20 seconds to go. Yeah. He's like, I should have shot that. But
coach has pretty much told him, let's get the last one. 10 seconds to go. He's going to start the offense. Indians way out on the zone. I think Covert's just going to pull up and pop this. Nope, he's going to alley-oop.
Oh, and he hit the rim.
Burline went up, hung on the rim. I can't really believe they didn't give him something there, but
I think they were setting up for the alley-oop.
They were going to go for a dunk at the end of the quarter, but a very quick first quarter. We're all tied up at 10. We're going to break here and pay some bills. Be right back.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hey, we're back here at the barn. Knoxville inbounds it to start the second quarter. The Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Pull-up jumper by Patrick Covert.
10 points for Patrick Covert.
Patrick's got 10. And
he's having a good game.
He's got a great start to this game. Coach said we got to look out for Covert and Burline, and I think he's right.
Absolutely. This kid's...
Regan Martin to Derek Judy. Derek Judy drives. Little Euro step and scores. Ties the ball game back up at 12.
DJ's first 2 points of the ball game.
Yes, sir. That looked pretty easy. I like that, driving the lane. Coverage running the offense for New Knoxville. Kicks it over to Aspall. Aspall drives the lane. Lost the handle, but he's going to shoot it. Rebound down to Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers kicks it out. Here comes Derek Judy. Kicks it back out to Cale Hamill. Over to Dylan. Back to Regan Martin. Top of the key again. Down in the corner to Derek Judy. Derek doesn't see anything he likes. Kicks it back out to Cale. Over to Regan. We're moving the ball pretty well. Owen Judy. Dylan drives the lane. Kicks it out.
Dylan thought about shooting that three, didn't he?
He did. He did. Kick out. We got Cale Hamill at the baseline. Good. 3-point ball. Indians take a 15-12 lead. Here comes the Rangers. Patrick Covert. Their floor general brings it up. Drives down the lane, kicks it out to Aswal. He shoots it way long. Nothing but air. Here comes the Indians. They're pushing it. Here comes Derek Judy. Stolen by Patrick Covert. Not a very good pass by Derek. I'm sure he'd like to have that one back.
Yeah, he really kind of visioned that pass to him, and everybody saw it coming. And
yeah.
He stepped out and grabbed it.
Yep.
Telegraphed it, he said.
He sure did. Covert's got it. He picks up the dribble, kicks it over to Henschen. Henschen spots up, shoots a bomb. He's got it.
Boom.
Boys can shoot. Timeout, Knoxville. We're tied up at 15 at the 5:49 mark of the second quarter for Recovery Insurance second quarter. We're going to take a break right away. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Back here at New Knoxville. Copy. Fast game so far.
So far, we're kicking right through it.
Zooming right along.
We've had three turnovers. They've picked up 4 points off our turnovers so far, and we've picked up 2 points so far off of there. They've only had two turnovers. Pretty clean ball game. Not many fouls.
And they have not had a foul called on them yet either. And we got Mr. Ben on the bench with two.
Yep, Benny's sitting over there with a couple.
Indians have it. Gavin Toby checked in on that last break. Regan, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Dylan Evers. Back up and in. Attaboy, Dylan. Stuck with it. Got the rebound. Nice job, Dylan. Indians take a 17-15 lead.
Stolen by Dylan.
Dylan's a one-man show right now. Back out. Kale Rammel way out. Rebound back up. Ooh, Owen Judy. Owen Judy had a great rebound. Left hand back up. Just a little strong. And I think Regan Martin's going to get a foul on that one. Yep, Regan's going to get his first foul. Fourth on the team. Merline checks back in. Looks like Ryan Osborne's going to check out. Here comes Patrick Covert, who has, like Calpy said, 10 points on the day. We're going to do a little jumping here, a little jumping press. Shot from the baseline missed by Max Henschen. Indians get the rebound. Cale Rammel brings it up. Kicks it over to Gavin Toby. Here comes Regan Martin. Dylan looking inside. Cale Rammel from the top of the key. No good. Rebound. Rebound by Owen Judy, and he was fouled. I'm not sure if they're going to call this on the shot or on the floor.
On the floor.
Here comes Mr. Ben. He's going to take a chance here. Just got to play smart.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Dylan Evers, great time. Great minutes he just gave us.
Couple points, couple rebounds right there. And can't complain at all about
Derek
that.
Derek Judy
going to
come back in, give Owen Judy a little break, give him a little breather. Indians will inbound underneath the bucket. Kicks it in to Cale Rammel. Little 10-footer from the baseline. Good.
7 points now for Cale Rammel on the night.
Cale Rammel, Owen Judy, both playing
Owen's
very
got eight.
Well.
Cale's got seven.
Those two young men are going to be great ball players before they leave for a go.
They already are, I think.
Yep. They're going to be something special to watch next few years. Covert. Down in the corner. Pretty good D by the Indians. Back to man-to-man again. We dropped out of the trap. Max Henschen being guarded closely by Gavin Toby.
Gavin was all over him.
But he got around him.
Oh, what a move.
Rebound, Cale Rammel. Way up on that rebound. Back to Regan. Regan in the corner. Derek Judy drives the baseline.
Tipped out of bounds.
He got help there. They
kicked
that
was a heck of
bounds.
A move by that covert boy down there with that loop-de-loop
was
layup.
A great loop-de-loop down there. Just didn't go in.
Yeah, that was close.
Indians will inbound again underneath the bucket. Kicks it in to Regan Martin, over to Cale Rammel. Cale, go down to the big fella. Big fella waits to clear
there
out, and he's got it. Nice job. Nice assist by Regan Martin. Perfect pass to Benny, and Benny.
Bernie, he had his position on that one.
He had his body set perfect. Well done. 21-15, Indians lead it at the three-minute mark. Oh, left the lane wide open. Patrick Covert lost it. Ooh. Kind of got away with a walk. Here comes Mr.
Get in there, Gavin. Attaboy.
Nice big left-hand driving in. Well done there. Indians with a 23-15 lead. We've opened it up a little bit here, Calvin.
That's nothing but muscle coming at you when he comes in there driving like that.
That is a big man coming at you. Be ready. Merline in the corner. Making a couple moves. Looking to get to the basket, and he is going to the basket, and he's going to be fouled, I think, by Cale Rammel.
I believe so, too. I think Cale got a piece of him there. He went up for the block, and...
Yeah,
it's going to be Cale's first foul tonight.
Yep. Fifth foul on the Indians here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Carson Beerline will step to the line. He'll shoot two. First one's up and in. 23-16 our score here at the barn. 2 minutes, 57 seconds
to go. We were talking before about those games when we came here. That must have been about 97, right, FIBA? They were MAC champs in 97, and we went state 99, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So that had to be. But I don't think that was the Eschmeyer kids' year, was it? 97 or was it?
I don't think. Cale Rimmel from the corner. He's got a three.
He's on fire, boys.
That's a good-looking shot there.
That young man is
Indians
on fire.
Take a 26-17 lead.
10 Here points comes. Now for Cale.
It's a fast 10 points. Patrick Covert brings it up, walks it up, gives it to Berline on the wing. Berline back up to Henson. Top. Ryan Osborne's in. Kicks over to Osball. Back out to Ryan. Osborne. Berline lost the handle. Here comes Gavin Toby coming hard and strong with the left hand, but he didn't get that one to go. Got some bodies crashing the ground.
Yep. He comes up with it, and that's going to be a foul on who? Knoxville.
I would think that's going to be on Berline. 22 white. That is Mr. Berline. That's his first. Team second. They've had a pretty clean game.
There's no free throw shooting this half.
No.
I don't think we've had a free throw shot, besides the Knoxville boy just made his two.
Knoxville boy had one, yep.
Indians have made some free throws.
30-second timeout here, I think. The Indians
How about
it?
Our girls last night? You want to talk about the girls a little
big
bit last
win.
Night?
Big
what a
win
big
for
game
the
for the Knoxville girls last night. I'll tell you what.
It was.
I listened to Big Rob last night, and he was fired up, and I listened to the whole thing. And
it was an electric crowd. I mean, people were fired up.
Yeah. That was a big
game. As many people as we had in there, it was exciting both ways. I mean, both teams were really good. I can see where they're going to be really good. They only had one senior.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of juniors coming back there, a young squad.
They were 7-0 coming into the quarter.
7-0, right number 7 in the state ranked.
Yeah.
And they went down to the Indians.
Yeah, the Indians put it to them. Had a first
had
first
a great quarter.
Game. Great first quarter.
Yeah, we just came out of the gate hot, and we just kind of kept that lead the whole game.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's a fun game to watch.
Congratulations to the Lady Indians.
Yeah,
last
big
night.
Upset last night. We go to 8-3 on the year.
8-3-1 in the MAC.
3-1 in the MAC. Owen Judy down in the corner. Shoots one, no good. Rebound, Berline. Here comes the Rangers. 26-17. Indians lead it. Covert pulls up at the three-point line, drills it. He's got 13. That boy's playing a good game.
Yeah, he can
26-20.
Shoot.
Indians lead it. Derek Judy brings it up. Letting everybody get set. Coach says they're in a zone again. Way out, like a 1-3-1, it looks like.
Yeah,
Calvin.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're in, a 1-3-1.
A little pressure out top there, but it's kind of token pressure.
Berline comes way out to the top.
Derek Judy shoots it over to Cale Rimmel. Cale Rimmel back to Derek Judy. Still in a 1-3-1. Trying to trap when they can. Indians Cale. Bad set.
Coming, and now Gavin's going to foul him.
Gavin with a bad pass, and then he came over and fouled him after the pass. Not a good play there.
He was. He but, knew it as soon as he let the ball go. Did you throw it right
made
in
a
their
bad
hands
pass and tried to come back and steal it from him, but ended up fouling him.
Turnover number 5 for
Sixth
the Indians.
Sixth foul on the Indians for the half. Indians lead it 26-20. 1 minute mark in the first half. Berline bringing it up. Cale Rimmel guarding him closely. Kicks it back out to Covert. Covert makes a move, drives the baseline, and they're going to call a blocking foul, I think.
I think it's on Owen.
On Owen Jeter. That'll be his Five second, nine, I believe, dude. If it is him.
I believe.
1-3. Yes, sir. Owen second. That's probably going to Benny's going to come out and probably Owen too. Yep, both of them with two fouls. No sense in taking a chance.
Regan coming back in and
Covert's going to the line. They actually said he was shooting there. I didn't know if he was shooting or not, but.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was passing the ball.
Oh, it's 1-1. It was a 1-1.
Oh,
that's my bad. Seventh foul. Derek Judy drives coast to coast and in.
Nice job.
For a layup. 28-20. Indian lead this second quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Pat Covert kicks it over to Henson. Henson at the top of the key. Again, they may be content. Oh, pass ball with a long three. No good. Rebound. Here comes Derek Judy pushing it. Big crossover kick out to Regan
Come
Martin.
On, Regan, one time,
Martin,
baby.
Bringing rain. He's got it.
That three was bringing point. Rain. How about that shot right there,
that
Regan
That baby went
Martin.
Right by our heads up here.
I think.
We're up about 18 feet, and it went right by us.
That was a moon ball.
Great shot. Great push by Derek. Patrick Covert. Berline in the corner. Baseline jumper.
No good.
Hits the backboard. Ends the first half. The second quarter.
Good quarter
for
Recovery
Insurance.
Right there.
Did a great job, and the Indians take a 31-20 lead at the half. We'll be right back after these messages and talk about this first half of basketball.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, we're back here at the barn. Great first half for the Indians. 31-20, we lead it. After one quarter, I think it was 15-15, and we made a nice 16-5 run, right?
It's 10-10.
Was it 10-10 and a half?
It was 10-10.
The first quarter.
First quarter, yeah.
Big run by us the second quarter. Nice 21-point.
We were tied at 15 about two or three minutes into it.
That's right.
Yep.
I got a few stats for you,
what
Phil,
you got,
if you
Calvin?
Want me to go over it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, for the Indians, our youngsters again are leading us in point scoring. Cale Rammel having a heck of a ball game. He's got 10 points so far in the first half. Owen Judy with 8. And then we round out. Regan Martin just made that 3 right there. Derek Judy's got a pair. Gavin's got a pair. And Benny's got a couple.
Yep.
We got a little bit of, not really a lot of foul trouble. Owen's got 2. Benny's got 2. They can be smart. Yeah. We've only got 7 total fouls. We haven't shot a free throw yet in this ball game.
No. They ended up with 4. 4 fouls, I think, the first half.
I think they've got 4 fouls, yep.
Yeah, they only had 4 fouls first half.
And I tell you what, for the New Knoxville Rangers, Patrick Covert's been doing pretty much all the dirty work. He's got 13 points. Berline's got 4, and Henson's got 3. Rebounding, we're cleaning up here. I'm rebounding them 13-6 so far in the halftime.
It's
here.
A one and done down there at the end so far.
Yeah, and a lot of guys here. I mean, Derek Judy's got leading us with 3 rebounds. Gavin's got 2, Owen 2, Kale 2, Dylan 2, Benny 2. And, in the first quarter, we got our feet wet. We got 10 points apiece, and then in the second quarter, we come out and score 21 points in that second quarter.
Great second quarter.
To take 11-point lead. For them, they scored 10 points in each quarter. Turnover-wise, pretty equal. We've got 5, and they've scored a couple buckets off turnovers, and for New Knoxville, I've only got them for 4 turnovers, and we got a bucket off of that so far. But they're 2-for-3 from the free throw line, and
we're waiting to get there. The Hall brothers.
Yeah,
the Hall brothers free throw line.
We're waiting to get to the
quiet.
Hall brother free throw line, and
it's been a little quiet for us.
So, but hey,
great start.
Yeah.
Great start for the Indians. You know, I think Coach said something about pushing a little bit. Second quarter here, I thought we did.
I think the tempo got a little faster.
You know, and Derek Judy was, man, when he get an offensive rebound down there, it was kicking out to him, and here we go.
And that was fun to watch.
Yeah. He kicked it out a couple times, and he drove it to the lane and made a couple buckets too. So,
and if you're going to have them guys, if you're going to have Owen and Kale out there banging away at the 3-point line,
when they shoot like that, get it to them. Yeah, that's the best thing that can possibly happen.
Absolutely, feed those guys and get it to them. Let's take a quick break, and
let's
come back and talk a little JV.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at the barn.
Back at the Cooper Halftime Show.
The old Cooper Halftime Show. Absolutely. Yeah. Can't beat it. Cooper
Can't go
Farms.
Wrong with that.
How about our JV game? We turned out that was a pretty good game today, too, for the
We put the
JV squad. What was
the final? The old Rangers, 41-11.
41-11.
Yeah, that was a beatdown. Pretty even scoring, too. I know that we had a few of the stats, didn't we?
Yeah.
Troy Hellman had 8 points for us. Rex Lever had 8 points. And Caleb Evers, you know, that young man, he's going to be a big part of this team next year.
We talked about that last year.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of seniors on this team, and there's going to be some openings next year, and I think he's one of them.
Caleb, 6'4". He's going to be a senior next year. He's the only junior, really, we got playing some JV time. But I got no trouble with that, getting him some playing time down there.
No. And you know they're going to play. That's a great thing.
And next year, when he comes back, you know, he's going to have some of that experience, and he's a big body down in there, and he's going to be a vital part
of
the Fort Recovery Indians next year.
Let me throw some max standings at you.
Yeah.
As of today, right now, the Minster Wildcats are on top with a 3-0 record, 6-3 overall. The Indians are 2-0, 5-4 overall, and St. Henry is 2-0, 7-3 overall. The Coldwater Cavaliers come in with one loss, along with Marion Local with one loss, Parkway with one loss, and Versailles has a couple losses. And then there's three teams still looking for that first MAC win. That would be New Bremen, New Knoxville, and Delphi St. John's. Tonight, somebody's going to get one, because New Bremen and Delphi St. John's are playing each other.
Yep, somebody's going to come out of there with
a victory. Somebody's going to get their first one. So,
you know, I saw the stats, the county stats and stuff, Dylan Hughes is leading the county with 22 points a game. That young man had 29 against us.
He's nice.
He's a player.
He's definitely the real deal.
He's a player. Absolutely.
We got about a minute to go. I think we'll take one more break.
We'll be back
ready to play this second half.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this-
this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy.
We're back here. Indians inbound it to start the second half. Derek Judy has it. Looks like Knoxville's going to come out and do a little trapping, a little pressing, see what happens.
Indians come out with their same starters except for Dillon. Dillon's going to step in for Benny, I see.
Dillon comes in for Benny. Dillon with a long shot, a lot of air there. Rebound down by Cale Rammel. Back up, foul.
We're going to get a free throw.
We are going to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Cale Rammel's going to the Hall Brothers free throw line. They shoot two. Foul was on.
I wanted to bring up. Our girls shot 16 of 20 from the free throw line last night.
16 of 20.
16 of 20.
Wow.
Cale's first one up, no good.
He missed the first. I know we made some huge free throws down the stretch there last night. That's what you got to do to be a good team. Ollie's got to be happy with that.
See, I think the paper shoot's thrilled. There's our press, Harold.
Yeah, we're going to throw one at them here, see what happens. There's a tip. We got a steal.
Got a turnover.
Here comes Owen Judy. Owen flips it over to Dillon. Dillon Evers back out to Owen Judy. Owen going to kick it out to Derek. Top of the key. Regan Martin from downtown. He got nothing but backboard. That wasn't too good. Here comes Patrick Covert. Kicks it over to Berline. Berline holds on
to play. It didn't work or something there.
There he goes. Yep. Something wasn't working too good for him. Throw down to the baseline. Looks like Henschen will shoot it. And he's got it. Two-point shot on the baseline. Makes it 32-22. Indians lead it. Kick out. Dillon Evers to Owen Judy. Just a little short. Nice rebound by Regan Martin, though. Out to Dillon. Over to Derek Judy. Derek's going to drive. Going to take a double step.
Someone right
nothing
there.
Nothing happened there. I don't know. That's that Euro stuff I think they do. He used to call it traveling.
Yeah.
Back when I played.
Swear to God, still is.
Shot in the corner. 3-point basket by Ryland Dearness. 32-25, Indians lead it. Derek Judy.
Let's go.
In kind of a 1-2-2 press here. And it's bothering us.
Nice play by Owen.
Not a very good pass to him. He was going out of bounds, but he threw it off the leg of Henschen. Timeout, Indians.
Comes your standard.
We're going to talk about this a little bit.
Third quarterback chewing by our coach,
I think coach ain't too happy with his start. All right, the third quarter of the Kalp Pharmacy third quarter. We're going to take a break. Let's head and pay some bills.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right. We're back here at the barn. Indians will inbound. Owen Judy inbounds it to Derek Judy. Over to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel with a jumper. No good. Brian Benz back in the game for Dillon Evers. Indians a little quiet coming out here third quarter.
Yeah, we got a...
Covert nice drives and scores. That's not very good defense there.
No.
We got to be better than that. All right, Indians, be patient here. Be patient. We'll get a good shot.
Our 11-point lead is quickly five.
It sure is.
Another turn.
Regan with a bad pass. That sounded bad, but Indians got it.
Smack.
That was a good smack here. Oh, and Judy just about shot one from way downtown. Drive by Kale. Kale Rammel's got that bucket. Indians lead at 34-27, 5-minute mark, third quarter.
A rebound and a bucket.
Rebound and a bucket. Statting. Adding some stats.
Definitely padding stats there.
Mr. Burline has it on the wing, up to Henschen, over to Covert. Covert shoots that wing shot, and he missed it. Regan comes after the rebound. He's got it. Regan pushes it up to Owen Judy. Owen kind of ran into him.
It's going
to
be, yep.
Yeah, he didn't call another. He kind of stood his ground, and Owen ran into him and lost the ball out of bounds. Gavin Toby's going to check in, take Regan Martin's place, give Regan a little rest. Henschen inbounds to Covert. All the way down. Osborne drives.
Nice
no
job.
Go.
Benny's held his ground right there.
And he did a nice job on D there. Kick out. Owen Judy spots up, shoots. He's got it. Attaboy. That's what he's got to do. Get them feet set, Calvin, and let it fly.
Absolutely. That's
37-27. Indians leading.
Now we're coming back. Waking
that's
up
a little better.
A little
we woke up a little bit.
Get
our press has got
a boy.
Steal. Derek Judy down to Cale Rimmel. Cale Rimmel with the layup. He missed it.
Oh. Rolled it in and out.
In and out. All right. Let's get back, play some D here. Osborne drives to the top, kicks it over to Henschen. Henschen down to Burline. Burline drives the middle, pulls up with nothing, kicks it back out to Henschen.
Picked his pocket.
He picked his pocket. Derek Judy picks his pocket, drives all the way down, and scores. Indians 39. Rangers 27.
Now
timeout,
we got our biggest
Rangers.
Lead, V.
Timeout, Rangers. That's what we like to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Got things going. We handled that press a little
quick
bit.
Quick 7-0 spurt by us.
Very good spurt in the third quarter. The Cal Pharmacy third quarter. We're going to take a break. Actually, we're going to stick around.
Let's talk about some upcoming games
going on here. We got the girls tomorrow at home, Calpy, against Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Mechanicsburg.
Don't know anything about them either.
All I know is they have a good football team.
They do always have a good football team. I don't know if any of the girls are playing on.
I don't think so.
Probably not. WPGW will be simulcast them tomorrow. NFHS will have the video. And tomorrow night, the boys are going to Botkins. Botkins 9-0 on the year.
Yeah, we road tripping there tomorrow night?
I think so. We're going to head down that way. I think the
Botkins. So. I'm counting on you broadcasting the game.
Getting the game done. The Botkins Trojans have got a good program going this year, so it'll be interesting to see. I don't know that I've ever been in their gym.
Captain. Never.
I can't say that I have.
Never.
I know
been to their baseball field
years
ago.
We've played them before because we beat them in the regional finals.
Who was their coach?
Mr. Hughes, I believe his name
Doug
was.
Hughes.
Doug, maybe.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that right?
Absolutely. He was their coach then.
Absolutely, he was. All right, the timeout's out, and the Rangers are going to inbound it. Indians in a little 2-1-2, maybe. Press here, yep.
Halfway through the third quarter here.
Here we go. Osborne throws it down. Gavin Toby steals it.
Oh.
Pretty good press so far. This was a pretty good move by Mr. Melton, I believe. Coach?
Yeah, they're racking up their turnovers right now.
Gavin Toby drives, kicks it out to Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers back in, giving Benny a break. And Dylan threw a bad pass. Out of bounds. The Rangers will take over.
Turnover number 9 for the Indians.
Yeah, we got a few, and Dylan's going to take a break. Benny, you're back in. You got a quick blow.
Didn't even get time to get a drink.
He couldn't hardly get a drink on that one. Kicked in. Mr. Burline's going to bring it up. That's a pretty good ball player here.
Yeah, he can handle the
this
ball.
Kid handles it pretty good. 6'4". He jumps out of the gym.
Yep.
All righty. Kicks it to Osball. Osball back out to Osborne. Osborne over. Covert back to Osball. Shot up. No good. Short on the iron. Owen Judy with a nice rebound. Kicks it over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy trapped in the corner. Jumps up. And
we got a break here.
Bad pass that got tipped out of bounds. Off the Rangers. The Indians all inbound.
We're big on them long.
We like to skip pass, don't we?
We like them long
like them
passes.
Big skip passes all the way across. Them are usually dangerous.
Creepers, creepers.
They got about a 40% chance of getting to your guy, so it's not a good odds. Crosses the timeline. Derek Judy.
Another turnover. Turnover number 10.
Kind of picking it up in the bad spots there. You don't want to pick it up when
yeah,
you just come across.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I don't.
Keep your dribble. Patrick Crover drives around the lane, runs into Benny, pulls up, shoots, misses. Rebound down Burline. Fakes, takes it to the hole, and I think he's fouled.
Kale got him.
Might be Kale, I think. Yep, 2-2. Kale Rimmel, his second on the night. It's going to bring Carson Burline at the line. He's going to shoot 2.
And they got him down for 4 points so far this game.
Hall Brothers foul line. We got to put a jinx on him here.
Yeah.
Hall Brothers didn't do a very good job. He drilled it. Indians right now have Derek Jeudy, Mr. Ben, Eric Owen Jeudy, Gavin Toby, and Cal Rammel on the court. Indians inbounds. He got the second one in. Cal Rammel drives all the way to the lane. Oh boy, nice Kale. Move. Nice move by Cal there. Indians lead at 41-29. It's a two-minute mark here in the third quarter. Mr. Henschen brings it across the timeline. Double teamed there by the Indians. Osball tried to make a reverse layup. Didn't work. Benny got the rebound, kicks it out to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy looks at the fence, looks at his defense. Being patient. I like it. Gets across the timeline. Over to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel drives the lane, kicks it over to Gavin in the corner. Ooh. In and out. Almost had a three. Patrick Covert gets the rebound, brings it up for the Rangers.
Covert leading rebounder for the Rangers tonight.
He's leading scorer and rebounder. He's having a heck of a game.
Oh.
Gavin Toby lost the handle on that one. I'm not too sure. That didn't go off us.
What are they talking about now?
Yeah, I think they're going to. I thought it was ours, but I think it's theirs. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to inbound underneath the basket. Kick out to Henschen. In the corner off his foot this time.
There we go.
That and came back. Nice job by Derek Jeudy. Put a little pressure on it.
Yep,
and kicked off his knee.
Couldn't handle it.
41-29 here in the third quarter. The Cal Pharmacy third quarter.
Potentially we could take a little time here. They're going to bring that press out right to that half-court
line.
They like
to bring it up just the half-court line. Derek drives, kicks it out to Gavin. Gavin over to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel drives the lane, and he missed it. Good move. Just kind of pulled it a little bit. Merline brings it up for the Rangers. It over to Mr. Henschen. Henschen pull up jumper. Got it. Max Henschen, pretty good shot there. He's had a couple of them.
Another rain ball, but nice
yeah,
form.
Right on target. Derek can't fit that in there.
Yeah.
Tried to squeeze one in among three
guys.
Third
time we've done that.
Berline steals it, brings it up. Rangers are hanging around, 41-32. Osborne drives the lane. He's just about got his pocket picked. Kicks it back out to Berline at the top of the key. Berline's going to hand. Nope, he's going to keep it.
25 seconds to go here.
Out to Henschen. Henschen over to Covert. Patrick Covert. 16 seconds to go. Big screen. Covert shoots the three. No good. Rebound.
Got time.
Owen Jeudy.
Got time.
Owen
got
Judy's
seconds.
Got plenty of time. Derek down. Kicks it out to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel drives. Tried to get it to Benny. It didn't get. Another turnover. Merline shoots it. Off. 41-32 after three quarters. I'd like to thank Cal Pharmacy for sponsoring our third quarter. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day, January 12th. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, renewing prescriptions, administering vaccinations, and providing medication management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are integrated members of your healthcare team. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with a pharmacist today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here in New Knoxville at the barn. Rangers will inbound. Indians lead it 41-32 after three quarters.
Like Regan King.
Osborne kicks it there. Covert. Covert drives the lane, kicks it to Berline. He's bumped. Takes it to Covert. Turnaround jumper. Right at the free throw line. He's got it. 41-34.
17 points now for Patrick Covert.
Patrick Covert's having a great night. Well, you just got to get the ball down there. Gavin Tobey's wide open in the corner. There we go. There's Benny. Benny backs him in. Up and strength. Got it. Nice job by Mr. Ben. Nice pass by Regan Martin. Makes it 43-34 here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Chad and the boys out there. Let's bring it home. Let's bring home a victory tonight.
Get us a W.
Ryan Osborne's got it at the top. Kicks it over to Covert. Being guarded by Gavin Tobey. Over to Dearness. Dearness pulls up. No good. Rebound, Gavin Tobey. Kicks it out to Owen. Here we go. Where they can set it up. That was an unbelievable play by Owen.
Oh, my right through.
His foot slipped out from underneath him. Somehow he got the pass out to Kale Rammel, but he threw it down to Regan, and they lost it. Out of bounds. Another turnover. Sloppy second half for the Indians.
Yeah, we're struggling here.
Turnover. Got to get a little better now.
Turnover number 13 now for the Indians.
Yeah. Dylan Evers back in. We're going to give Benny a little break. We got our press on them. And
there. Owen figured that out. They've done the same thing every time.
Yep. He jumps
like
out.
I could see it coming. Nice job by Owen to see it also.
Both teams are struggling with that press.
Nice shot by Dylan. Get in there, Dylan. Nope. Oh, tip up and in.
We got that.
I don't know if that was Owen or if that was Regan.
Somebody got a tip.
It was Owen.
Kale Rammel gets a steal and a pull up. No good. In and out. Rebound down to Ryland Dearness. Dearness kicks it out to Aspall. Aspall over to Henshin. Down in the corner, not Ryan Osborne. Back to Covert. Covert looking for a screen. He got one, but didn't open him up. Osbald underneath, makes a move. Just a little hard. Rebound down to Owen Judy. Kicks it out to Kale Rammel, and should have been a foul there. I'm not sure why they didn't call that. But Indians held on to it somehow. Rammel deep in the corner. He missed that one. Osborne kicks it over to Covert. Covert up the court and got it. Left-hand
nice
layup,
yeah.
And a foul.
Very nice.
Foul's going to be on Gavin Tobey, I think.
Gavin thought he was going to go up there and block that shot.
Yeah, he was going to try to block it, and then he couldn't block it, but he ran into him afterwards.
Covert boy's pretty smooth there.
Yes, he was. He'll step the line. He'll shoot one. That was second foul on Gavin. Brian Benn back in, along with Derek Judy for the Indians. Gavin Tobey and Dylan Evers will step back out. Covert will step the line at the 5:32 mark. 45-36. Indians lead it. He misses it. Rolls off the end.
Rebound, Owen Judy.
Owen Judy's got some rebounds tonight.
Owen Judy's got seven.
Got seven rebounds. He's playing a good game, too. In the corner,
Kale Rammel. Got fouled after the shot.
He did get fouled, and long shot. Nothing but air. Patrick Covert drives, and I think they're going to get a foul on Owen. That might be his third, I think.
Owen now has three fouls. Yep.
Yep. That foul was on Owen. That's going to put Covert back at the line, the Hall Brothers foul line. At the 5:14 mark, Indians lead at 45-36. Shot is up. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
In. Crawled across the top of the rim there. Covert eyes up his second one, shoots it, short again. Still in that, looks like maybe a 1-2-2 press, and they're bringing it all the way
right
across.
Right to the half court line.
All the way across the half court. Bring Benny to the middle to break it, and then they steal it from Benny.
Popped it right out of Benny and turnover.
Doggone it. He must have been eating some popcorn at halftime or something. We got the Butterfingers going on. Wow. Here we go. Patrick Covert dribbles it up. Top of the key. They're in no hurry at all. Trailing by 8 points. 45-37. At the 4-minute, 44-second mark. Covert Kicks it inside to Berline. Berline making a move.
There's Kale again.
What a great defensive play by Kale Rammel. Now he's going coast to coast with a move.
Get in there.
Reverse layup. Didn't quite get it. Bad pass by Knoxville after the rebound. Owen Judy has steal. Over to Regan Martin. Over to Kale Rammel. Back out to Derek Judy. Timeout.
Got a little crazy there for a little bit.
Yeah, it did. It got a little nuts. I think Fort Recovery called a timeout there, didn't they?
I think so.
About had to. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're in the fourth quarter. The Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. We'll be right back.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their great deals through January 14th. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are still just $5.99 a pound, and you can get their chuck roast for $4.99 a pound. Cube steak is only $3.99 a pound, and their store-made bulk sausage is $2.99 a pound. For a quick meal, you can get their store-made roast beef for $6.99 a pound, barbecue pork for $5.99 a pound, and their cream chicken is just $4.99 a pound. And they have meal specials every weekday in their deli, hot and ready to go. Be sure to call ahead for one of their party trays for the Buckeyes National Championship game on Monday. Meat and cheese, subs, and more. And here's a special announcement. For the month of January, Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night and will be closed all day on Sundays. Also, their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Get everything you need at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
We're back here at the barn, fourth quarter, Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. We're trying to hang on here.
Yeah, we got to hang on. This is where we fell apart against Lincoln View, so we just got to take care of the ball here a little bit.
Looks like they're going to go to a man-to-man and just kind of press us all over. But Derek Judy drives the lane, and we're going to call blocking foul on Osball. Sammy Osball is called for a foul. Only their second foul of the second half here, and they only had four the first half.
Yeah, they're not in foul trouble by any stretch.
No means.
Only three fouls so far this half on the Indians,
too. But a clean game. Derek Judy's going to inbound for the Indians. We're going to clean up a little sweat.
You see that note that Spencey had there about the Henson boy? He's one of the...
Yeah, trivia.
Yep, he's one of the triplets.
Triplets. And his two girls last night are very good.
Yeah. Were they?
Two sisters. Very good players.
Guess who we got that from? Kathy Etzler.
Kathy Etzler. One of the best. All right, Regan Martin's got the ball. He kicks it back out. Owen Judy. He did not like that shot. He had an open look, though. I like him shooting it.
But he didn't take that
shot. He's got to know where he feels good. He didn't feel good about it.
And the reality of it is, if we can take a little time off clock, I'm happy
with
that.
Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. Derek Judy has it. Being guarded closely by Ryland Dearness. Regan Martin has it now. There's a reaching foul on Covert. I think they're going to call Patrick Covert. That's his second foul, I believe. Ryan Osborne checks back in for the Rangers. We are at the 3-minute, 39-second mark. Innings lead at 45-37. We've been on 45 a little while, Calvi. It's
about time to
get off of that. Inbound to Derek Judy. Being guarded closely by Henson. Derek Judy's quick with that ball.
Yes, he is.
Kicks it out to Regan Martin. Back over to Owen Judy. Back to Regan Martin. Regan drives the lane, kicks it back. Over to Owen Judy. We are in no hurry. Derek Judy's going to come get it. And we're going to call play here. I think the wheel play is what he wants. Kicks it to Cade Rammel down in the corner. Derek Judy going to go to the big fella. The big fella going to kick it out. Owen Judy wide open, and he shot a long one. A lot of air.
Regan.
Run down by Regan Martin. Kicks it to Kale, who tries to get it to Benny, and Benny didn't get the handle of it, and it went out of bounds. It'll go to the Rangers. 2 minute, 57 mark. We took a minute off there, I guess.
Indians still only have three possessions here, 3 minutes to go. And
we got to watch what we're doing.
Down, man. And if they start fouling us, we got to make our free throws.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to boil down to here.
Did last night, and we did a great job last night. Patrick Covert throws an alley, kind of an alley. Oop, pass to Berline. Was knocked out of bounds by the Indians. Dylan Evers coming back in for Brian Benn. Inbounds to Henshin. Over to Osborne. Osborne kicks it to Patrick Covert. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound, Derek Judy. Flips it out to Owen Judy. Owen's going to the hole and left hand. Oh, nice play.
Owen Judy.
Bucket. 47-37 Indians lead it. 200 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Patrick Covert, he's trying to do a little too much
right
now.
Yeah, he's trying to do it all right now.
Indians get the rebound, kick it out to Derek Judy. We're moving it down to the corner. Owen behind the backboard, and he is going to get away with it. He shot it to the back of the backboard, but
he got fouled.
I think he's going to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Yes, he is. Foul was on
Beer line.
His second. Their fourth of the half.
Only the third free throw of the game so far for the Indians.
Is that first?
No, we're one for two right now. Two for three.
All right, two for three. Looks like Gavin Toby going to come back in. Give somebody a breather. Kelram.
Coming in for Cam.
Cam's going to take a little breather. Sure, he won't be out long. Owen's got the second one. Spots it up, shoots it, got it. Having a great night, too. Timeout, Knoxville. Knoxville's going to try to make one more run and see what he can come up
with.
Yeah,
they're running out of time now.
Fourth quarter, Fowler Mechanical scoreboard is 49-37
Indians. Indians got him by 12. Owen having a ball game. Seven rebounds, 17 points.
Yep, absolutely. Let me go down some more of these games this week. This week, Thursday, the girls will be at Marion Local. WPGW will simulcast that, baby. NFHS will be there also. Friday, the boys will host Marion Local. It's been forever since we've had a home game.
Yeah, and I don't think WPGW will be there, so.
No.
That might be me
like
and Derek Judy, or Derek Bax.
Probably.
I'll
Derek
say
Bax, possibly, yeah. Saturday, the girls will host Crestview. WPG will do that one simulcast. And then looks like the boys will play Saturday night at Wapakoneta.
Man, we got some road trips.
We got a lot of road trips this
year. Mercy.
Been a big road trip early season. Inbound Henshin goes to Osborne. Osborne, Indians come out in a little press, and
nice
it worked
job.
Perfect. And Regan Martin goes right by him with a layup. Attaboy, Regan. 51-37, Indians lead it. Fowler Mechanical. Down to Patrick Covert in the corner. Back out to Osball, over to Henshin. Henshin shots up, no good. Rebound down to Dylan Evers. Dylan kicks it over to Gavin Toby. Up to Derek Judy. Derek Judy, quick pass to Dylan. Back out to Regan Martin. We're going to slow it down, set it up. Nope, Regan says, I'm driving to the hole and scoring. Beautiful.
Nice job, Regan Martin.
That's just a quick first step right by everybody.
I'm telling you, he's got it, too.
Patrick Covert flips it over. Osball in the corner. He's got a three. Timeout. Knoxville Rangers. Somebody came down hard on Derek Judy's head again.
Are you kidding me?
On it. The kid didn't mean to. He felt bad about it, but I think the big pile came down, and I think he caught a knee to the head. Just what he does not need.
I didn't see it, but I see him holding
it. Yeah, he got bumped in the head again. Hey, we're to 1 minute, 30-second mark. Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter. Let's take a break.
Indians up 13.
We'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We are back, Neil says.
We're sorry.
Here in the barn. That's all right. We lead it 53-40.
That's our engineer back in the office.
Yeah, we're all kind of talking and not paying any attention.
Yeah, we're jibber-jabber.
Whoops. Oh, well. Minute 30 to go in this ball game. Indians lead it 53-40.
Four.
They are going to inbound this baby.
The Rangers are going to have to just press like nobody's business.
Oh, they're going to have to foul us too, I think.
Yeah, and
they've got about two to give here. They only got four fouls in the second half. Indians only got three fouls in the second half. Kick it in. A little trickery play down there where you go baseline and have a guy jump into baseline. But we get the ball in. Regan Martin's got it across the timeline. Now we're just kind of holding on to it.
Yeah.
Kel Rammel drives through the main. Kicks it out to Owen Judy.
Smart bring her back out. Bring her back out and run some more time off the clock.
They're going to. There's a foul.
Ticky tack foul right there.
Yeah,
but they
got to
get them. Got to get them in.
Yep. Yeah. That's three on Mr. Covert.
Took him 20 seconds.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you're going to foul, do it quick.
You got to do it right away. Yeah. Looks like Owen Judy's going to inbound for us on the sideline. And he throws a lazy pass that Patrick Covert steals. And he missed the shot, but he got fouled by Regan Martin, I believe. He's going to shoot two. Regan's kind of pleading his case there, saying, I had my hand straight up.
Well, he shouldn't have been in that position anyway.
No,
that ball should have never been thrown away.
The game's not over.
Turnover number 16 on the Indians tonight. One of the sloppiest games I've seen you have all year.
It's a little sloppy for us. Patrick Covert's first free throw's up and no good. A little hard on the iron.
Looks like
Ryland Dearness is back in for him.
He's struggling a little bit.
Second
line.
Shot up is not going to go in either. Rebound down to Gavin Toby. Comes across, fouls Kel Rammel. Patrick Covert got his fourth foul there, I think.
Yep, he's hustling, trying to make something happen.
Yeah, he is. Bumped into each other. He might have caught one of the chops there.
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Kale turned and he banged right into his shoulder.
Got him a little shot in the chop. All right, Gavin Toby's going to inbound to Kel Rammel. Kel Rammel dribbles through the press. Over to Owen Judy. Owen Judy's fouled.
Now we're going to the free throw line.
Born, and we are going to make it to the free throw line.
Yeah, the Rangers at one point was four for five shooting their free throws, and now they're 5 for 10.
I was going to say they ran a little streak of badness there.
Struggling a little
bit. Oh, Judy's going to step to the line, shoot 1-1 at the Hall Brothers. Free throw strike. Takes a couple dribbles. Isaac. Flies it. Missed it. Knocked out of bounds by Benny. The Rangers will have it. 53 seconds to go in this ball game. I'm feeling pretty good about it, I think. 53-40.
Yeah, nobody scored here in a minute.
No.
Whatever it was, we'll be having it.
We'll take it. We'll take a W and get out of here. Kick down in the corner. Number five, new guy out there.
Yeah,
Reed Thomas.
Left-hander Reed Thomas.
Berline got the rebound, driving back to the lane, got it tipped again.
Blocked by Gavin, I think.
Yep.
Gavin came up with the ball.
Came up with the ball. Owen Judy out to Kel Rammel. Kel Rammel brings it across the timeline.
Hang on to her, boys.
I think Knoxville may let us end this thing. Owen's got it at the wing. Dribbles up, kicks it out. Gavin Toby back out to Kel. 17 seconds to go. Back to Gavin in the corner. Gavin's holding it, kicks it to Owen Judy. I believe this one's going to end.
Yeah.
9 seconds to go. Kel holds it. Guys are talking it over, saying good luck.
Ball game.
Indians win it. 53-40 here in the fourth quarter. Fowler Mechanical Scoreboard. We'll be right back and recap this, baby, after these brief messages.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself.
375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. America Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hey, we're back here at the barn at W for the Indians. 53-40 was our final here tonight. Well, Davey, I think it was a little sloppy.
Yeah, we could have played a cleaner game, but we got a W.
But we got us a W, and that's the main thing on Friday nights. If you can just get out of them gyms with 1 point victory,
absolutely.
Happy as can be.
I'll tell you what, wasn't our best game. We ended up with 16 turnovers tonight in this ball game, and
yep.
We had a lot of them in the second half. You know, we really struggled a little bit in that second half, and I felt like we could make some better passes. But here's what it is. You know, for the Indians, again, our young guys, Owen Judy, with 17 points and 7 rebounds. He played a whale of a ball game tonight.
Had a great ball game. And Kale did, too.
Kale Rimmel had 14 points. He had 5 rebounds, a couple of blocks.
Yeah.
His defense has been outstanding. And for our seniors, steady Eddies again. Regan Martin with 7, Derek with 4, Gavin with a couple, Benny with a cup with 4, Dylan with 2. You know, any given night, we could have a new leading score. There's no doubt about it.
That's what's nice. You know,
I felt like we controlled the game from start to finish.
Yes. Yeah, I thought so, too.
Did you ever think that we was going to?
No.
Yeah, I wasn't much nervous.
I mean, they played pretty tough there the first quarter. You know, it was 10-10 after one. But you could tell we were going to wear them down.
I think
we were going to wear them down.
Yeah, I felt confident the entire time that we were going to win that ball game.
Yes.
On the glass, we kicked their butt. We had 30, you know, obviously this is me trying to scribble things down, but I got us for 30 rebounds to their 19.
That sounds about right.
But I will give that Covert kid.
He had a great game.
Yes.
He played a good game.
He was the MVP, obviously.
He tried to carry him on his shoulders, I think. Maybe a little bit too much there late in the game.
Yeah, he made some decisions that he shouldn't. Well, somebody had to shoot it.
You got to score. When you're down 10, we got to get something done.
Yeah, you got to get it up in the air. But he ended up with 20 points. I had him down for 5 rebounds. Berline had 4 points. Sammy Osball come in there, made a 3.
Henschen had 8.
And
a couple threes on the top.
You know, I mean, yeah, this isn't a normal New Knoxville team that we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
But you know, they're scrappers. They're out there working their butt off trying to get some things done.
Absolutely. You got to give this young coach a credit. Yeah. You know, I think he's doing the best with what he's got.
They beat us in the third quarter, you know. We were tied 10-10 after one, and then we outscored them 21-10 in the second quarter to take an 11-point lead.
Yep.
They get us by a couple in the third, 12-10, and then, you know, the fourth quarter, nobody scored in the last 2 minutes. It ended up being 12-8 in favor of us for a 53-40 final, and they were 5-for-10 from the free throw line. We were 2-for-4, you know, so we didn't shoot many free throws tonight.
You know, I think there's some things we got to work on yet.
Our turnovers tonight.
Yeah, you just can't be lazy passes.
16 turnovers, and of course they had 14 turnovers. We were chasing them around, but that's too many for us to have. That's too many possessions. That's too many shots left off the books.
Too good a team. You know, they came out and they kind of threw that press at us again. You know, that was a 1-2-2 maybe or something like that. They brought it across on this side of the timeline. You know, just enough to make you a little nervous.
And
we made some. We were trying to get the ball in the middle, and I think
we can make better plays.
Yeah, we just got to learn to make a little better plays. Maybe a ball fake here and there, you know. But we're too good a team to have 16 turnovers.
We moved to 6-4, but the big one's 3-0 in the MAC, right? 4-0 in the MAC.
3-0.
3-0 in the MAC.
I think that's right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
We got a big week. MAC. Tomorrow night we go to Botkins. We don't know much about them.
I have no idea. They're 9-0, you know, so. And that's Shelby County, so that's usually tough down there.
Well, they play the Jackson Centers and the Fort Laramies. Yeah,
absolutely. That's a great division there, too. So that'll be a whale of a game tomorrow night.
Yeah, they did beat Jackson Center early, and then they play them again next week,
I believe. That's always a robbery, I'm sure.
Or no, they're playing them tonight, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could be.
This will be the second time.
I'll see if I can find some info out about them here tonight and tomorrow, and we'll talk about them
tomorrow
night. Probably catch Harold and I tomorrow night on the radio again.
We'll take a quick break. Maybe we can catch the coach after he comes out, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Very, very good.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We are back here at New Knoxville, the barn, where the Indians come away with a 53-40 victory. Kind of a hard-fought deal, and Patrick Covert with a big game. Indians had some pretty good play. Looking to see if the coach is going to come up, but it doesn't look like he will be able to make it. So we'll just talk about right now. We'll talk about what's coming up. Tomorrow, the girls play Mechanicsburg at home, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. Everything over the next tomorrow and next week will be video available. At Botkins, the boys play tomorrow night. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and that video is available on Botkins Trojan YouTube channel. Botkins Trojan YouTube channel for tomorrow night. And then all of next week's games, home and away, will be available on the NFHS network. And then that'll be Thursday, the girls at Marion. Friday, the boys host Marion. Saturday, the girls host Crestview at noon JV start, and the boys will play at Wapakoneta on Saturday night. So all of those are games that are going to be available on the NFHS network. The Indians go to 2-0 in the, or 3-0 in the MAC, and we'll take a little break here. Maybe we'll still be able to talk to the coach, but maybe not. But we'll come back and we'll wrap things up in just a little bit, and we'll either wrap it up or we'll talk to the coach.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degrees. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We are back here at New Knoxville. I'm trying to come up with some scores here on some other, especially the St. Henry Coldwater. It just jumped on me. It is, okay, it just jumped again. Hang on, I'm trying to get this slowed down here. Third quarter, St. Henry leads 37-33 over Coldwater. So St. Henry is undefeated in the MAC. Minster is also undefeated in the MAC, and I can't find their score. So doesn't look like we're going to get a chance to talk with the coach. So we'll just call it quits for here from here tonight, and we will see you tomorrow night at Botkins. Undefeated Botkins. Should be a pretty good game. Indians need to go in there and be a little aggressive, I'm going to guess, and see what we can do. So thanks again for listening. For Dave and Harold, we'll see you tomorrow night.
To a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.